can see now here that Israelites, they're between two places. They're between two places geographically, but they're also between two places spiritually. Do I trust God? Or do I trust man? How many of us are between two spiritual destinations? Do you trust God or do you trust what you see? Do you trust God or do you trust what you feel? Do you trust God or do you trust what he's telling you? Between destinations, between where you're going, between where you are, but you've not yet reached there. Glory to God. And Jesus, even Jesus was between two thieves. He was between those who hated him and those who loved him, between an earthly mother that was grieving and between a father in heaven that wanted him back. He was between destinations, but yet he chose to stay there until his God says it is finished, and he commended his spirit unto God and gave up the ghost. Between destinations, between situations, between circumstances. We're all between. But how do you handle your indifference? How do you handle your in-between seasons? How do you deal with it? What is your attitude in the midst of it? Is the attitude of gratitude, or do you complain all the way? Are you going to be like the Israelites and always talk about why you leave us out here to die? Why you send us quail? We hungry. Give us water. Are you going to complain in the midst of your in-between, or are you going to rest in God and maintain your attitude? You're between jobs and careers, because you know there's a difference. You're between love and loneliness, because you know there's a difference. You know you're between marriage and divorce. You're between the joy and the pain, the sickness and the health. You're between whoremongering and holiness, huh? Because some of you ain't gave that up yet. You're betwixt and between. You're trying to figure out, do I want to fornicate or I want to be faithful? Oh, you're between destinations. You're between chaos and peace, oh God. You're between renting and owning, hallelujah. You're between lack and more than enough. You're between hot and cold, and you're lukewarm, and God is going to spit you out. Hot or cold, about shit. Oh, you're between, yes. You're between destinations. Yes, you're between the struggle of fear and faith, and between staying here and going back, giving up and giving in. Oh, you're between strength and weakness, service and sacrifice, commitment and contentment, your will and his will, his way and your way, his results and your results. You're between. You're between. Oh, God, sometimes we vacillate too much. Oh, God, you want God to do something for you, but you're too wishy-washy. You want God to answer your prayer, but you don't know how to you don't know how to maintain. You want God to do something for you, but you won't be committed to nothing that you say. Oh, God, sometimes you're just between the provision and the promise. But what are you going to do in between? God, yes, he wants to get you from here all the way to there, whatever that is, whatever it looks like, but you're between. I just got four things to get you there. Oh, yes, it is, my sister. It's a tough place because you're resting, and sometimes you're in between a rock and a hard place. Sometimes you really don't know which way to go. But I promise you, you can't trust yourself. Oh, God, to get you between this place and that place. The first thing you got to do is you got to pray. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. There's nothing you can do. There's nowhere you can go. There's nothing that's going to change until you pray. Until you get on your rusty, dusty knees. Until you lift up your hands and say, God, I surrender. Until you get in his face and say, God, I don't know how to do it. Until you get before him and say, God, if you ain't going to do it, it ain't going to get done. You got to pray. You got to pray. You got to pray when you're rejected. You got to pray when they lie on you. You got to pray when they turn you down. You got to pray when they're unfaithful. You got to pray. Pray when you're tired and when you got strength. You got to pray. It ain't got nothing to do with how you feel. It ain't got nothing to do with what it looks like. It ain't got nothing to do with somebody else told you. You got to pray. You got to pray between destinations. You got to pray for your finances until they get where you want them to be. You got to pray for your children until they act right. You got to pray for your spouse until he or she acts right. You got to pray. Pray till you see it. Pray till the shift comes. You got to pray. I'm waiting for the shift. I'm waiting for the shift. I'm waiting for the shift. And I'm going to pray until it happens. 5 a.m. prayer. You don't know what you're missing. I promise you, you don't know what you're missing. Four or five or six of us that are faithful, my God, we're going to see the shift between destinations because we show up, oh God, regardless of the time. We roll out of our beds with sleep in our eyes and we say, God, I need you to meet me, oh God. God, I need you to show me what I need to do while I'm between destinations. Pray between destinations. Secondly, you got to prepare. The Israelites knew to be prepared because when the trumpet sounded, it was not time to pack your bags. You got to be ready. You can't be like those five virgins who didn't have oil in their lamps. They were saying, can we borrow some of yours? But you knew the bridegroom was coming, so you had to be prepared. When it's time to move, it's not time to prepare. You don't buy a house, go through closing and all of that, and you haven't packed a thing. You ask God for a better job, and you can't act right on the one you got. Oh, God. Oh, Namashe. You say you want to manage people, but you can't listen to your own manager? You ain't prepared. Oh, God, you don't do personal development. You don't do nothing, but you expect a promotion. You're not prepared. You tell God you want a house. God, send me a house. I saw my house on the corner of such and such. Da-da-da-da, whatever the case may be. And your rent is always late. Oh, God, you're not prepared. Be faithful over little. He'll make you little over much. You don't even do the dishes in your 450 square foot apartment. And you want a house that has a chef's kitchen? You're not prepared. You're not prepared. You're not prepared. You want a spouse. You want a relationship. But you're nasty, you're not warm, you treat people like they're supposed to owe you something, and you want love, and you still harboring pain in your heart from the last one, you ain't prepared. You're not prepared. Holding folk hostage in your heart, unforgiveness in your heart, and you say you want a relationship. If you ain't prepared when you single, you ain't gonna be prepared when you get married. Prepared between destinations. Prepared between destinations. And youth, y'all not excluded. You say you want to be a doctor. You say you want to be XYZ, but you don't like homework. You don't want to do homework. You don't want to go to the meetings. You ain't excluded. You gotta be prepared. I told my son when he wanted to be an actor, first thing you need to do is do stage work. I don't want to be on stage. I want to be on TV. I said, let me help you out here, son. Most of the people on TV started out on stage because if you can act on stage without a take two and a take three, you can act on TV. So you need to be able to be impromptu, be able to pick your line, and be able to move through the scene in the name of Jesus. If you can't do it on stage, you can't do it on TV. And so he did 10 plays before he went to California. I said, I know what I'm talking about. I used to be a thespian. I used to be on stage. And I know what it's like when somebody doesn't give you the last line for you to pick up on so you can move through the scene. You better know how to be impromptu. God, be prepared. Oh, Tabasha, prepare between destinations. Two more points and I'm moving out of here. Point number three, practice. I must do the work of him that sent me while it is yet day. For when the night come, no man can work. You got to practice. You got to do the work. What is it saying? Get busy. That's what that word is saying. It's saying get busy. Don't just be a member here. Woo! Don't just be on the roll. Don't just say, I go to WWC. Don't just talk about WWC. You got to be about WWC. Huh, God. Don't just sit up in here acting like you're warming up a seat, doing somebody a favor. Practice what you say you know. Oh, my God. God don't need no wallflowers. He don't need nobody sitting in here saying that I showed up. Oh, no, you didn't. Don't come in here and act like it's an inconvenience to you, because what you're doing is you're letting God know that he's an inconvenience in your life. Woo, practice. Practice, the Bible says, to serve the Lord with gladness. Even between destinations, answer the call. Put your hands to the plow. Do the work. While it is yet day, you got to practice. Stop complaining and fussing and cussing and acting like God is mad at you. You said you love him, serve him. God needs us to work. Kingdom builders and kingdom sustainers. It takes practice. Practice the fruit of the Spirit. Don't just say it. Don't tell me it's over in Galatians 5. Can you love? Do you have joy and peace and long-suffering? You got to practice the fruit of the Spirit. You got to practice humility. Get that pride out of the way. Practice while you're between destinations, because God ain't going to move you while you're prideful. He ain't going to move you when you don't have fruit. He's not going to move you.